as Marschke tries to get through the fifth inning. His pitch count still relatively low, only 56 through four innings. So, yeah, that's certainly not the problem, but now the third time through the order, he gets to face Dominic Kibler to lead off the inning. The left-handed batter takes the first pitch low for ball number one, and it'll be Kibler, Coase, and Esteban Garcia due up this inning, the 2-3-4 batters for the Chinooks. 1-0 count to Kibler from Kent State is a little low for ball number two, and Marschke, he did struggle a little bit more with the control in the fourth inning. He hit two batters with pitches and walked one, part of the reason why the bases were loaded. That was after allowing two singles as the 2-0 count misses low, and it's a 3-0 count to Kibler. Kibler 0 for 2 in the game. He flew out to right field back in the third inning, and he struck out looking in the first. Marschke should have the confidence against him, but right now, missing the strike zone. It's a 3-0 count. That one is in there for strike number one, and it's a 3-1 count. And I was talking to him earlier, and one of the things that he mentioned about his last performance was getting hit late in the game, and he said, you know, hey, I allowed two runs over those four innings. Doesn't matter when I allowed them, as that one is upstairs for ball number four. And so Dominic Kibler walks over to first base with nobody out, and now a runner on first for the Chinooks as it brings up Jacob Coase. Coase, the left-handed hitting designated hitter. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. As this pitch is cranked into right field, on the run, Kobayashi is at the wall. He'll turn around and watch it. You could kiss that one goodbye. Runs number four and five for the Chinooks, as that is a two-run no-doubter from Jacob Coase. Absolutely crushed to right field. And that one, you could tell off the sound of the bat, that one was way gone. So now it is an 8-5 game in the bottom of the fifth inning. Back to a three-run margin. And you do have to worry about the Lakeshore Chinooks making a little bit of a comeback here. Three runs is definitely not out of the question. And whoever would come into the game at this point would also be technically in line for a save if Marschke is able to finish the inning. Otherwise, the pitcher would be in line for a win. 8-5 the score as Marschke on the mound sends this one home, and it's in there, called a strike, so it's a 1-1 count to Garcia. Garcia, he substituted for Brody Rasmussen back in the third inning defensively. Rasmussen came out of the game. Garcia went to second, as this one is a grounder towards first base. Picked up fair by Pinal, and he'll step on the bag for out number one. Three unassisted there. And so now one away with the bases empty for Tyler Preece. And Preece now playing third base after he started at second for the Chinooks. One away, bases empty. It's a righty-lefty matchup. And the pitch coming home, it is a little bit outside to bring it 1-0. Preece, he's 1-for-2 on the game. He singled back in the fourth inning and came around to score on that. Also flew out to center field back in the second. 1-0 count is in there, called for a strike. It's a 1-1 count. And on deck, Drew Reynolds. He's due up this inning. The 1-1 count to Preece is a little low to bring it 2-1. And entering this game, you look at Tyler Preece, and he had been pretty good, batting .340 in 14 games. One of the better hitters on this team. He had an .833 OPS. 2-1 count is fouled off his shin, and the count rolls to 2-2. And so a 1-for-2 start to the game here isn't out of the ordinary for Preece. And you look back to last game where Preece had started for the Chinooks. He was batting cleanup and went 1-for-4 with an RBI, a single, and a stolen base in last night's game. Now batting fifth in the order, takes this one low and outside to bring the count full. It's a 3-2 count. Marschke trying to avoid a third walk of the game. That's what's gotten him into trouble. Those walks and those hit-by-pitches. He didn't offer any in the first three. He gets a swing and a miss here, and that's strike number three. A big K for Noah Marschke, as that's the fourth strikeout for him tonight. And it brings up Drew Reynolds, the left-handed hitting first baseman for Lakeshore. There's two away, and the base is empty in the bottom of the fifth. Marschke trying to finish five complete and misses this one high for ball number one. He's allowed a few more runs than he was hoping for in these past couple of innings. Two runs in the fourth, two runs in the fifth, one run in the third. 1-0 count is in there, called for a strike. But Marschke's still able to record the outs. That's back-to-back batters retired in the fifth inning. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game, as the 1-1 count just misses inside to bring it 2-1 on the off-speed. Reynolds was hit by a pitch back in the fourth inning. He was stranded at third, though, and he grounded out 4-3 back in the second. This pitch is high for ball three. It's a 3-1 count. Marschke trying to finish off the fifth inning here before he hands it off to the bullpen. 3-1 count. It's in there, called for strike two. Marschke able to work from behind in the count here. Wasn't able to do that against Dominic Kibler to lead off the fifth, as Kibler drew a 3-1 walk. Now it's a 3-2 count to Drew Reynolds. The offering is sent high in the air towards right field. Hiroto Kobayashi is on the jog, and he is under it for out number three on the warning track. It got a little bit farther than I thought it would off the bat, but it's still the third out. Two runs come across on the one hit, no errors, and there was nobody left on base. It's 8-5 Rafters as we hit the sixth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And Noah Marschke able to work through five complete innings. Although he allows five runs, he still is in line for the first win of the season for a Rafters starting pitcher, as he is now qualified for the win. And it brings up the Rafters offense trying to add more to their current three-run lead here in the top of the sixth. It's 8-5, and the Rafters going to be led off by their 9-1-2 batters in the lineup. That's J.J. Garcia, Mason Onati, and Noah Ruiz. Garcia leading off. He's taking on the pitcher for the Chinooks. It's a new guy, Bobby Parabzak. Peyrybzak sends it home. This one sent down the left field line, but a little bit over the Rafters bullpen and foul. Peyrybzak, he did pitch in last night's game and struggled a little bit in his performance against the Rafters, but comes in for Aaron Robinson, who also was struggling in the fifth. 0-1 count to Garcia. Misses low for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. Aaron Robinson's night is over. He goes 1 2/3 innings, allowing three runs. All three were earned on four hits. As this pitch is in there, called for a strike, it's a 1-2 count. Robinson allowed those three runs on two walks. Didn't strike out a batter. Didn't hit any with pitches, though. It's a 1-2 count to Garcia, and it's fouled back to keep it 1-2. One wild pitch from Aaron Robinson, and he faced a total of 11 batters. Also threw 43 pitches in his 1 2/3 innings. Bobby Peyrybzak, a lefty on the mound. It's a righty-lefty matchup as Garcia pops this one up. Shallow infield, and it's Peyrybzak who almost tried to make the catch, but he was called off by the third baseman, Tyler Priest, for out number one. Brings up Mason Onati with nobody on and one out in the top of the sixth inning. Rafters trying to hold on to this lead right now and looking like they're going to hand it over to the bullpen as Espen Simpson is getting warm down there. Mason Onati at the plate, left-handed batter. It's a lefty-lefty matchup as that pitch misses away for ball number one. Onati, 0-for-2 in the game. Grounded out 6-3 in his second plate appearance in the fourth inning. He also had an earlier plate appearance in the fourth inning where he drew the leadoff walk. 1-0 count to him here is outside to make it 2-0. And his other plate appearance came in the first inning when he lined out over to first base. It was a ball that was hit right to first baseman Drew Reynolds, and he didn't have to move much, but it was roped. 2-0 count is a swing and a miss from Onati to bring it 2-1, and the Rafters were down 1-0 entering the fourth inning after going 9-up, 9-down, but then a 6-run fourth put them up in the lead. This pitch a little outside for ball number three to Onati. Brings it 3-1. After leading 6-1 in the fourth inning, bottom of the fourth comes around and the Chinooks add two. Rafters respond with two of their own in the top of the fifth inning. As here's a swing and a miss from Onati. Makes it a full count. So it was 8-3 in the middle of the fifth. Bottom of the fifth, two more runs come across from the Chinooks. So they make it back to a three-run game. The Rafters' offense has been clicking. They've scored 8 runs in the past 2 innings. 3-2 count to Onati is fouled away to keep it a full count. And it's just been getting runners on base. And that's been the case for the Rafters, is they've just got to get them on, and then they're able to come around. Peyrybzak, yesterday, the guy on the mound right now, he went 1 inning, allowed 3 runs, although only one of them was earned. On 3 hits, he didn't walk a batter, though. And he does here. Mason Onati, with one out, will walk on over to first base. His second time on the base paths today. And it brings up Noah Ruiz with one out and a runner on first.
Second baseman and tonight's beer batter, Noah Ruiz.
And Noah Ruiz, a right-handed batter. So it's a righty-lefty matchup, and Ruiz, he is the beer batter of the game for the Chinooks. So they're hoping for him to strike out. He did already have a strikeout back in the first inning, as this one is upstairs for ball number one. But he is 1-for-3. He had that single in the fourth inning and came around to score. He also grounded out 6-3 in the fifth inning. A 1-0 count for Ruiz here as there's a pickoff attempt back to first base, but Mason Onati back in plenty of time. And Onati Still no stolen base in the game today, but he's got 11 on the season. Arab Zach looking over to first, and Onati taking off. The pitch comes home. It's called for a strike. No throw down as Mason Onati is in with a stolen base. There's stolen base number 12 on the year for him. And it's a 1-1 count to Noah Ruiz. Now a runner on second base with one away in the top of the sixth inning. Pitch coming home. It's a breaking ball that misses inside and makes it 2-1. On deck, Madden Akko. He's hoping to get a chance at the plate. Akko has been hot this game, and he's already 2-for-3. So watch out for him as Ruiz, he's also a dangerous batter. No RBI in the game yet. Trying to pick one up. He sends one into left field. That's down the line. Here comes Onati. The throw is going to go to second base and instead, and it's an RBI single for Noah Ruiz. Extends the lead back up to 4 runs for the Rafters as Noah Ruiz's stolen... Mason Onati's stolen base comes in clutch. Noah Ruiz gets the RBI single. And that's Ruiz's 20th RBI of the season. He entered today leading the Northwoods League in RBIs and shows off why right there. And Ruiz is taking off here, trying to get the stolen base. The throw on down to second. It gets on by into center field. Ruiz is off for third base. The throw coming in will be cut off by the shortstop. And so in a 9-5 game, the Rafters now have a runner on third with only one out. It's a ball to Madden Akko, and Noah Ruiz taking off for second, stole that base, and then advanced to third on the error. So it's an 0-1 count as this one's hit right over to second base, and it's caught. Whew, that was a tough play to make. So now, two outs on the liner. And it brings up the right-handed batter, Eric Parker. Parker's got a runner on third base with two outs in the top of the sixth inning. Rafters up 9-5. They've out-hit the Chinooks 10-4 in the game. Each team's made one error. And the first pitch to Parker misses inside for ball number one. Eric Parker... he's 1-for-2 in the game with the RBI single from the fourth inning. Also drew a walk in the fifth. He scored 2 runs and has that stolen base from the fourth. His one time he was retired was a fly out to right field in the second inning. 1-0 count is ripped over, and that gets on through into left field. An RBI single again for Eric Parker. He makes it 10-5 Rafters in the sixth inning. And it brings up Matt Binal with a runner on first and 2 away in the top of the sixth. Rafters have scored 10 runs in the past 3 innings. Offense at no premium for the Rafters. Throw back to first base. Just make sure that Eric Parker doesn't get too far off the base paths. Parker did take off for second back in the fourth inning. And because of that, he was able to come around to score on Pinal's double. So watch out for him here as this pitch misses high for ball number one. Matt Pinal, left-handed batter at the plate. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. Pinal, he is 1-for-2 in the game with a double, 2 RBIs, and a walk, and a run scored. 1-0 count. Parker thought about taking off, realized he didn't get the right jump, so turns around, and that one called a strike to bring it 1-1. So Parker maybe going to take off here. It's against the left-handed pitcher, though, Bobby Parabzak. It's always a little bit tougher to time the jump up and throw back to first base. Make sure that Parker stays on the bag. Still a 1-1 count. Pinal. Pinal, the two-way player. He's another one of the guys for the Rafters that does it. pitched in the game a couple days ago. As this one is in there, called for strike number two. It's a 1-2 count. And more recently, he's all been used occasionally as a pinch hitter. And, of course, he's in the starting lineup for today's game. He's been good, and he started a couple games as this one misses outside for ball number two. It's a 2-2 count. And you don't often see him whenever he's on the mound. You're not going to see him coming out to bat. But in the other games, he is often getting a lot of plate appearances. Maybe the most used two-way player from the plate is this one sent high in the air towards right field. On the run, the right fielder, and this one bounces off the warning track. Here comes Parker around to score as Binal has his second double of the game. It's another RBI for Matt Binal. He's now 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs. Eric Parker going all the way from first around to score. And the Raptors offense keeps on rolling. 11-5 in the top of the sixth. Runner on second base is Binal as Hiroto Kobayashi steps into the batter's box. First pitch is inside for ball number one. A 1-0 count is Kobayashi, 1-for-3 on the game. He had an RBI single in the fifth inning. 1-0 count is fouled back to bring it 1-1. And Kobayashi, prior to that, he struck out looking in the fourth inning. Flew out to center field in the second inning. And the Raptors just seeing a ton of batters go up and down the order in these past couple of innings. 1-1 count is a breaking ball that was left up in the zone, but it's fouled back to bring it 1-2. And Kobayashi is going to be a little bit mad that he didn't put that one into play because it's a little bit of a hanging curveball from Bobby Parabzak. Still a runner on second, a 1-2 count with two away in the top of the sixth. Parabzak brings the leg up, fires it home. This time the curveball is fouled down the right field line. So Kobayashi still not lining that one up, but how much are you going to throw that curveball before it's put into play? Parabzak going down to tie his shoe right now as Kobayashi, the right fielder for the Raptors. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Trying to pick up his second multi-hit game of the season. 1-2 count is fouled back as it remains 1-2. And I was shocked to see that because it felt like Kobayashi was getting hit after hit after hit in the first couple games of the season. And I look back and nope. He had his first multi-hit game of the season last night when he went 2-for-3. 1-2 count to Kobayashi here. He hits this one into right field down the line, and that stays fair into the corner. So here comes Binal as Kobayashi rounds for second base, and he is going to stay there. A stand-up RBI double for the Raptors. Back-to-back RBI doubles has the Raptors up 12-5 in the top of the sixth. And the Raptors have picked up now 4 hits in the 6th inning, 2 hits in the 5th, and 6 hits in the 4th inning. So between these last 3 innings, they have 12 combined hits. And it brings up Chris Diaz with a runner on 2nd and 2 away. First pitch is called for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. And Diaz, he's 2-for-2 in the game. Looking to make it 3-for-3. 0-1 count is fouled towards the Lakeshore dugout to bring it 0-2. Diaz, he's 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs, a triple, and a stolen base. He also has a sacrifice fly. That was his last time up in the fifth inning. 0-2 count misses low, and it's 1-2. Chris Diaz has seen a plate appearance in each of the last 3 innings. Third, fourth, fifth, and now the sixth, he's seen a plate appearance in. That tells you how good the Raptors' batting has been. 1-2 count, a curveball that is skied in the air, got under that one, and picked up by the third baseman for out number 3. The Raptors add 4 runs in the inning on the four hits. There were no errors. Or sorry, there was one error, and the Rafters left one on base. It's 12-5 as we hit the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And we get a new pitcher for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters as we hit the bottom of the sixth inning here on WFHR. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Austin Thomas, and the Rafters are up 12-5. They have been feeling great throughout the game, and it's thanks to five innings pitched from Noah Marshke before they handed it off to Espen Simpson. Simpson, the new pitcher, as Marshke ends his night. Marshke went five innings pitched, and Marshke being relieved by Simpson. Marshke went five innings, allowing five runs, four of them earned on four hits. And it's the righty Simpson taking over. Righty-righty matchup as Nate Gray at the plate takes the first pitch inside for ball number one. And Marshke also walked two batters, struck out four, while also hitting one batter with a pitch. No balks from him as this one is fouled back to make it 1-1. Marshke did have one wild pitch and faced a total of 24 batters on 77 pitches. It's a 1-1 count here to Nate Gray as Simpson takes over. And this one is hit over to shortstop. There's Parker. He'll slide down, stand up, throw over to first in time for out number one. 6-3 on the put out as Nate Gray now retired for the second time tonight. And it brings up Jesse Aguirre. Aguirre up now, and on deck it's Dylan Sales. And that's who's due up this inning. Looking a little more into Espen Simpson and his performance for the Rafters. Man, that last time up was incredible. Three innings pitched. He retired, he recorded nine outs on eight batters faced. This one to the right side of the infield. Picked up over at second base. Ruiz on to first in time for out number two. And you can just see the efficiency from him as he puts balls into play. And on the season, six innings pitched. He's allowed two runs. None of them have been earned on one hit and two walks while striking out six batters. He has allowed one hit and two walks in now 6 2/3 innings. I mean, he has just been great out here for the Rafters, to say the least. Not much of a strikeout guy here, but doesn't need to be as Dylan Sales, the left-handed batter, steps into the batter's box, fouls this one back to make it an 0-1 count. And Sales, 0-1 in the game. He was hit by a pitch that was an RBI back in the fourth. Hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, and in the third inning, he struck out looking. 0-1 count to Sales is in there for strike number two. Some nice movement on that pitch from Simpson. Simpson has allowed batters an average of 154 entering today's game. That's even lower now after recording the first two outs. 0-2 count, fouled back. And he's also came into the game with three inherited runners. He has yet to allow an inherited runner to score, so it's even better than what his stat line shows. Still an 0-2 count to Dylan Sales. Here's the payoff. It's upstairs and makes it 1-2. So Sales working the count a little bit more than the previous two batters. Trying to work up Simpson's pitch count. And well, heck, it might just be Simpson trying to finish this one out for the Rafters. 1-2 count, a breaking ball that misses high. 2-2. But that's, of course, as long as he's able to keep going with the way that he's been looking and that his pitch count doesn't get too high. There's a lot of things dependent on that. Simpson, you look at his usage this season, he's thrown just 29 pitches in the past week as this one comes inside and it hits the batter Sales. So a hit by pitch there and it puts a runner on first base with two away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. You know, Rafters still feeling good. 12-5 on the scoreboard. And you know what? It feels like, hey, Simpson can at least get you to the seventh, through the seventh inning before you have to move to a closer. And that's if he's not able to go the four innings. Runner on first base is Dylan Sales. And this pitch in there for strike number one to Beckett Dvorak. Dvorak up for the fourth time today. His first look at Esmond Simpson. Worth noting that Bobby Parabzak for the Chinooks, he threw the maximum 35 pitches in an inning, as this one is a little bit outside for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count, so we won't be seeing Bobby Parabzak back out for the seventh inning. After we'll be seeing a new pitcher from the Chinooks. Runner on first, it's a 1-1 count with two away, and he's staying there, and it's fouled back to make it 1-2. So the Rafters will have to prepare for whoever comes out of the Chinook bullpen. Don't see anyone warming up down there, but we'll see who it is. Comes back. 1-2 count to Zvorek, and this one is fouled away. So he'll keep the inning alive, and it feels like Simpson right now, he's just trying to get out of this inning. He had two strikes on Dylan Sales for a little bit, and now he's had two strikes on Beckett Zvorek for a bit. And yeah, back on June 5th, Simpson threw 29 pitches to record 9 outs. And that's the only time he's pitched in the past week, as this one is sent down the third base line, and it stays fair. But hold up real quick. They're saying something over at first base, and the runner didn't take off from home, so looks like they're going to say this one hit off of his foot and a foul ball. Because it was rolling down that third baseline, and Beckett Zvorek didn't get out of the batter's box. He kind of just stood there. But we saw a similar thing with Brent Gallegos earlier in the season where he thought that a pitch had hit him in the foot, and then they said it was a fair ball. 1-2 count, runner still on first. This one's hit into right field, and that gets down for a single. So Beckett Zvorek will stay at first while Dylan Sales moves over to third base on the two-out hit from the Chinooks shortstop. Puts runners on the corners, as that's the third hit allowed in the career of Espen Simpson on the Rafters. Brings up Dominic Kibler to the plate with two outs and runners on first and third. And this is really the first bit of trouble that Simpson's been in. The runner on first taking off. It's in there, called for a strike. Adrian thought about throwing it down, but instead keeps it in his glove. So a stolen base for Beckett Zvorek. And an 0-1 count with two away to Kibler. Kibler, the catcher tonight. It's a lefty-righty matchup. 0-1 is skied in the air towards the right side of the infield. Adrian on the run, and it reaches the stands for a foul ball. Now an 0-2 count to Kibler as once again Simpson trying to get out of this inning. He's got two strikes on the batter, but both Beckett Zavoric and Dylan Sales were able to work on base. So an 0-2 count with two away, runners on second and third. Rafters still up 7 runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. But a little bit of a two-out rally from the Chinooks as they try cutting back in. The pitch misses low for ball number one, but you saw Nick Adrian kind of point back up to the mound saying, hey, that's where I wanted it. That's where I wanted it for sure. It was a good breaking ball that if Ibler wasn't expecting it, probably would have looked like a pretty nice pitch to hit. 1-2 count is sent high in the air right field and shallow right field. It's Noah Ruiz trailing over to the foul line, and he'll make the catch for out number three. So the Rafters are able to avoid any damage being done by the Chinooks as no runs come across on the one hit, no errors, and two left on base. It's still 12-5 as we hit the seventh inning of action here from Mequon, Wisconsin, when we come back on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net. Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Seventh inning coming your way. Rafters up 12-5 in the top of the seventh. A new pitcher out for the Chinooks. It's Logan Schulfer after Bobby Perebzak went one inning, allowing 4 runs on 4 hits with 1 walk. Didn't have a strikeout. No hit by pitches. No wild pitches. Faced a total of 8 batters on 35 pitches. Logan Schulfer coming into the game for the Chinooks. And Schulfer from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He's a right-hander on the mound, a senior from Plover, same hometown as Kenny Schultz on the Rafters. And the first pitch to Nick Adrian is a fastball in there for strike number one. And Adrian, the right-handed batter at the plate, it's a righty-righty matchup. 0-1 count is a swing and a miss to bring it 0-2, and well, they don't have a speedometer out here or a radar gun of sorts. Speedometer, I'm not sure why I said that, but 0-2 count for Adrian. But looking at the way that Schulfer is throwing the ball right now, he looks like one of the fastest pitchers we've seen in this game as that pitch misses high for ball number one, a 1-2 count. And I would have to guess that he is throwing faster than anyone else. 1-2 count, misses a bit low to bring it 2-2. But there are also some pitchers that don't throw as fast, but it looks faster because of the way they release the ball. And he might be one of those guys. But I don't think he is. I think he's just throwing fast. 2-2 count, that is just outside for ball number three. Didn't miss by much there. Nick Adrian holding back on the swing and Adrian trying to have the good plate discipline up there. He's 1-for-3 on the game with a single and an RBI from the fourth inning. 3-2 count to Adrian. Swings through a fastball, and that is out number one. The first strikeout of the game from Logan Schulfer. And now one away with the bases empty for the right-handed hitting third baseman, J.J. Garcia. And on the season, Schulfer has appeared in two games for the Chinooks. 6.75 ERA in 2 2/3 innings pitched. And Garcia swings and misses at a fastball above the zone. The high cheese there brings it 0-1. And Garcia, 0-for-3 in the game. He's popped out, grounded out, and flew out. 0-1 count is in there right across the middle for strike number two. And he popped out to third base back in the sixth inning, grounded out 6-3 in the fourth, and flew out to right field in the third inning. 0-2 count, a ball that's fouled off the right side of the field and remains an 0-2 count. You can see Logan Schulfer really dialed in on the strike zone right now. Hoping to deal with these Raptors batters. 0-2 count to Garcia, and the pitch is fouled straight back. So stays alive up here as on deck it's Mason Onati. And Onati trying to step up to the plate for the fourth time in as many innings. 0-2 count to Garcia with one away. It is on the outside edge, called for strike number three, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Logan Schulfer. Trying to get through this Raptors order a little bit easier than the previous pitchers. Mason Onati back into the batter's box. He's a left-handed batter, so a lefty-righty matchup. Two away, bases empty in the top of the seventh inning. Raptors up 7 runs, 12-5, as this pitch misses way inside and gets away from Dominic Kibler to bring the count 1-0. And Onati, he's walked twice this game, but is 0-for-2. On both of his walks, he came home to score. One of them he stole a base on. His two times he's been retired, and they were both put into play. 1-0 count to Onati is low for ball number two. He grounded out 6-3 in the fifth inning, lined out to first back in the first. So still looking for that first hit of the game. It's a 2-0 count, and this one fouled away to make it 2-1. Onati has now reached base in 11 straight games for the Raptors. Every game that he's played, he has reached base safely, and that on-base streak is continuing to climb, and the only Raptor with a double-digit on-base streak. Not really any hit streaks going on right now. The longest is Madden Akko with now 4 games as he picked up a hit today. Swing and miss there brings it 2-2 for Onati. But really all of the Raptors right now looking good in their plate appearances. 2-2 count to Onati. It misses just a bit inside. And behind the plate, Kibler thought it was strike three. Kind of stood up and was ready to throw that down to third base. But call for a ball. And another full count here as the Raptors are working on Logan Schulfer, trying to avoid a third strikeout in the seventh inning. 3-2 count. It's high for ball number four. And Mason Onati back on base for the third time this game. All three on walks, though, and still without a hit. But, hey, he scored twice. That's what the Raptors need, and it brings up Noah Ruiz to the plate. And if Mason Onati is able to steal a base again, then Ruiz could be in line for another RBI. So that's what we're watching for. Two outs, runner on first base. But that runner on first is Onati, and second might be his in a couple of seconds. First pitch to Ruiz is a little bit outside for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Tight strike zone there. Seen that missed call a couple of times, and it's consistent. But a tight strike zone for sure. 1-0 count. Onati still on first. This pitch missing high and away brings it 2-0. And Onati, he has a ton of stolen bases this year. Had a stolen base last inning, a second. That was his 12th stolen base of the year, as the 2-0 count is fouled back by Ruiz to make it 2-1. And you look at the stolen bases this season from Onati. He's stolen second 6 of those 11 times, but he's stolen 9 of his 11 bases off of left-handed pitchers, only 2 of them off of righties. And a pickoff attempt back to first here keeps the count 2-1 and keeps Onati on the bag. I don't know what it is, but Onati seems to like lefties on the mound. It's a 9-2 ratio of lefties to righties stealing bases. Maybe he'll take off here. 2-1 count, he doesn't go, though, and this pitch called for strike number 2 on the upper outside corner. Brings it 2-2 for Ruiz. And Onati, not wanting to take off here, he's kind of just staying on the bag. The Raptors are up 7 runs. It's not like they need to produce more. 2-2 count. It is just a bit away for ball number 3, and that's the 3rd full count that the Raptors have seen this inning. Nick Adrian worked a full count. Mason Onati worked a full count. Noah Ruiz now the full count. J.J. Garcia, the only guy who hasn't worked a full count, and he saw 5 pitches, which were all strikes. 3-2 to Ruiz, and Onati takes off, but it's a swing and a miss. That's a strikeout of Noah Ruiz, striking out the side there, Logan Schulfer. No runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left, and it is still 12-5 as we hit the bottom of the 7th here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kinoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
You know, I was looking at it earlier in the game, and we whizzed by those first 3 innings, but these last few have gone a lot slower here. It's taken more time to score all of these runs. The Raptors scoring too much. They say there's too much scoring out here. We've got to stop, but we say no. The Raptors, let them score. It's 12-5 in the bottom of the 7th inning. 7th inning stretch done with here from Lakeshore at Concordia University. Moonlight Graham Field. It's feeling pretty good for the Raptors as Eston Simpson gets back to work out there for the Raptors. Well, actually, no, that's not Espen Simpson. It's a new pitcher, Jack Obraski, out there. Swing and a miss from Jacob Coase makes it 0-1. Jack Obraski relieving Espen Simpson after Simpson just went the 1 inning. A little bit of a surprise to me as this pitch misses away for ball number one, a 1-1 count. I really thought we would see Simpson for at least two innings, unless he really showed signs of struggle, but I wouldn't say that much, as this one is skied in here. Jack O'Rasky trying to find it. Adrian calls it off, but it drops in foul territory. Nick Adrian had called it off, and so Jack O'Brasky backed away, and then Adrian kind of got confused as he heard the footsteps of O'Brasky, so it drops in foul territory. It's a 1-2 count now to Jacob Coase, and not what you want to have happen, but if it's going to happen, you want to have a 7-run lead. That's what the Rafters have right now. Bottom of the 7th inning, and Jacob Coase, it's a lefty-righty matchup. O'Brasky making another appearance here as the 1-2 count misses high for ball number two. So Espen Simpson still has yet to allow an earned run, as he had a shutout one inning back in the 6th. 2-2 count to Jacob Coase, the designated hitter. And this pitch misses just below the zone to bring it full 3-2. It was one inning pitched, one hit, no walks, but a hit by pitch, no strikeouts for Espen Simpson. As here's a swing and a miss from Coase, and he goes down on strikes. First strikeout of the game for Jack O'Brasky. It's the first out of the game for him, and there's one away here in the bottom of the 7th. Brings up Esteban Garcia with one away and nobody on the base pads. On deck, it's Tyler Priest. Garcia, who's at the plate, he's the left-handed batter. It's lefty-righty matchup. O'Brasky on the mound sends this home, and it is in there, called for a strike. Garcia kind of going away from the plate, trying to avoid being hit by it, but he was standing a little close to the plate there. So it's an 0-1 count now with the one out. Finishing up Simpson's line, he faced a total of 5 batters and threw 20 pitches. The 0-1 count is called for a strike. It's 0-2 to Garcia. Garcia, he's 1-for-2 on the game today. Singled back in the 4th inning, came around and scored, but struck out swinging. Grounded out 3 unassisted back in the 5th. 0-2 count with one away, and this one is fouled back. Garcia stays alive up there, and that's what these Chinook batters have been doing. They've just been staying alive against the Rafters. You go back to Espen Simpson's inning in the 6th. It felt like he couldn't get rid of that third out, and they kept fighting to stay alive. And that's the same thing here. 0-2 count to Garcia. O'Brasky sends it home. This one sent into center field on a run. Diaz, and actually it's Ruiz who slides to the ground, back out in deep center field, making the catch. And Diaz lifts up Ruiz as he brought in the catch. That's a pretty impressive catch to make, as Ruiz had gone a ways out into center field for that one. Long run for the Raptors second baseman, but there's two away here in the 7th inning, as Jack O'Brasky looks to go for a shutout frame here. And O'Brasky, go back to his last time up, it wasn't quite the way that he wanted it to go, allowing 4 runs in his 1 inning of work, as that one gets away from Nick Adrian for ball number 1. Tyler Priest at the plate, right-handed batter. It's a righty-righty matchup. Priest is 1-for-3 on the game. There's nobody on and 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th. 1-0 count is sent over to shortstop. Parker's there. He picks it up. He'll throw on to first in time for out number 3. So 3 up, 3 down here in the 7th inning. It's a perfect frame for Jack O'Brasky as we head to the 8th. Raptors up 12-5 when we return on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Make Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Hey, let's get this going. We head to the top of the eighth inning, and it feels good right now. Rafters up 12-5. This is WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas on the call for tonight's game, and well, it's been a fun one, to say the least. Noah Marshy went through five innings, did allow five runs, but he's in line for the win right now as the Rafters lead 12-5 in the top of the eighth. And they've got a chance to make it some more as they're going to be bringing out the bats here. And it's a pinch hitter in this situation. It's a new designated hitter, Pat Constant. And this is something that has to do with earlier in the day with the lineup change. You might have recalled me talking about J.J. Garcia being input into the lineup. Garcia was not supposed to be the third baseman today. Luke Skinner sustained an injury during batting practice as this pitch misses high and outside to make it 1-0. So Skinner with a late scratch for today's game. 1-0 count is in there on the inside edge to bring it 1-1 for Costin. And along with that, Ashton Zacher was initially supposed to be in the lineup as the starting catcher. 1-1 counts, fouled back and brings it 1-2. However, he was still feeling a little woozy from getting hit in the head by pitch a couple days ago, so he's still under concussion protocol. Hoping that he'll be all right. And the 1-2 count to Costin. Don't want to risk anything, so had to scratch him as well. This pitch missing inside brings it 2-2. So what happens is originally Costin was supposed to be designated hitting today, but when Zacher went down with the injury, he was a late scratch there, and so Adrian came in as the catcher, and they needed to make sure that they had a catcher available in the case that something happened to Adrian. This one hit up the middle by Costin, and that gets on through for a single. A leadoff hit for the Raptors as Pat Costin comes up with the pinch hit. And so in order to get Costin still some playing time, the idea was that if I got late enough in the game, then Ziggy could pinch hit the designated hitter who became Matt and Paco. They could pinch hit Pat Costin so that he could still get those plate appearances. And so that's what they do, and Costin makes a count. He gets on to first base. And now it brings up Eric Parker, who's been having himself a great second night in a Rafters uniform. Right-handed batter going up against the righty on the mound, Logan Schulfer, and the pitch is a little bit low for ball number one. Parker is 2-for-3 in the game, and he's got two RBIs, a stolen base, three runs scored, and a walk. The 1-0 count is set high in the air towards left field. The left fielder on the run, Gray, is under it, and he makes the catch for out number one. Keeps Pat Costin over there on first base. And it brings the new batter up to the plate, Matt Pinal. And Pinal, he's wearing those long sleeve shirt underneath. It's a little bit pulled down by the field, and the Rafters kind of know that. Some of them wearing the long sleeves, some of them still wearing the normal short sleeve jerseys. You know, one of the guys wearing the long sleeves, and it's very, visible because it's a bright white sleeve. This one's ripped on by into center field by the diving second baseman. And so another hit for Matt Binal. He's now 3-for-4 in the game. He's got a pair of doubles, already 3 RBIs, and he is looking like the Raptors player of the game tonight. He has been incredible so far. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi, and, well, it would have been if it hadn't been for a pinch hitter. So another pinch hitter for the Raptors, and it's Spencer Davis checking into the game. Davis pinch hitting for Kobayashi, and, well, I'll be interested to see if Davis comes and plays the field or what happens here, because Kobayashi, the right fielder tonight, not sure if that's where they want to put Davis, natural infielder, as this one is called for a strike on Davis to bring it an 0-1 count. Kobayashi, he checks out of the game after a very strong night from him as well. He went 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs and a double. This one ripped over to first base on the ground, over back to second to the shortstop, and they get the force